House Republican Cybersecurity Task Force has a plan to strengthen national cybersecurity. They've addressed four separate cyber components they'll push into different bills. Meanwhile, the Senate's working on combining a couple of pieces of legislation into one main cyber bill. James Lewis is the director and senior fellow of the Technology and Public Policy Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a recognized national expert on cybersecurity, here to talk about what he's seeing and thinking about the cyber legislation situation on the Hill. Jim, it's good to have you back on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me on.
Is my synopsis there accurate that it seems like the Senate and the House are going in two different directions? Leader Reid seems to be combining the Rockefeller Snow bill and the Lieberman-Collins Carper bill together into one, while the Cybersecurity Task Force on the Republican side in the House seems to be pulling these issues apart into a bunch of different pieces.
In that perspective, sure, they're going in different directions. The House wants multiple bills. The Senate would prefer one big bill. But what's interesting is there's a lot of substantive consensus on what the problems are and what we might need to do to fix them.
The fact that we're reaching consensus on something at a time where we stand where we do when it comes to budget items and things like that, that's not insignificant, is it?
No, one of the common themes that when you go up to the Hill you can see is that a lot of the people who are working on legislation have either been on or are on either intelligence committees or armed services committees, so they know just how bad it is.
What significance does that mean as far as how bad it is? Does that add a degree of urgency to what they're working on?
The timing's going to be hard. I asked one of the senior House leaders what his timeline was, and he reminded me they have sequential referral, so it has to go through multiple committees. But both House and Senate seem committed to doing something in this Congress, or if they can't get it done now, maybe in the next Congress. But I do see consensus to enact some legislation.
It strikes me that the super committee and the budget issues that will follow will probably suck the oxygen out of the room up there until the end of this year. Is this something, though, that if we come back in January or so with budget bills done and the continuing resolution stuff behind us, or at least solved for fiscal 2012, that we could see right away because of that agreement on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the Hill?
I think there's hope that we can get something done in this Congress, but I've heard from both parties and in both chambers that if they don't get it done this time, they will come back to it and do something next time. So things are looking pretty good on the legislative front.
As far as on the actual cybersecurity front, what are you seeing as far as the challenges that DHS is having, that Cyber Command is having, given the structure that's in place now legislatively?
One of the things that's going on now is people are taking a deeper look at the threats we face, and unfortunately, they're finding that maybe we underestimated the espionage threat and that our networks are more penetrated. I know this always sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it appears to be the truth. When you look and you see what potential opponents could be doing or what they could be siphoning off, there might be real damage, economic damage to the country. And that's driving both DHS and Cyber Command to pick up the pace. Both of them are still kind of new, and there's still a lot of work to be done to get them to the point where they can meet some of the challenges we've got.
I'm not sure that what you're saying sounds unreasonable, but I think there may be a risk, and I wonder what you think, that this might be a Chicken Little scenario where cybersecurity pros at the agencies go to Congress and tell them often enough that there are big problems and we need money for these problems. My fear is that people on the Hill will eventually say, well, this has always happened and we haven't seen an event yet, and we wind up with a pre-9/11 scenario.
Yeah, and that's a real concern everyone has, is that it will take some really big incident to tilt us into doing something. And I'd prefer not to do that because we often rush in and legislate in haste. I would disagree with we haven't seen any incidents. And one of the internal debates you see now in the agencies is, don't we need to come out in the open and at least in one case give them the details on something bad that really happened? So I don't worry about that. The good news is some of the people who do this to us are so busy that there's just endless numbers of episodes you can go up and talk about on the Hill.
Fair enough. I guess what I meant to say and didn't say it very well is the fact that there doesn't seem to be a very high-profile case that the average American citizen is aware of. I think if you went around and asked just people on the street what Buckshot Yankee was, they probably wouldn't have any idea. And yet, those of us that follow these issues know how serious that particular episode was.
No, that's a fair point. I think one of the issues for the administration is whether they want to declassify some of the more exciting episodes. And I think that's would be helpful. I don't want us to wait until there is something damaging, as we've done in the past sometimes. So, but that's an argument they're having internally. I don't know where it stands. And hopefully they'll come out and say, here's a case or two that we can tell the public about that really shows how big this problem is for our economy.
That was actually going to be my final question for you. Is there value in trying to pick out a couple of these that we could tell the average American citizen about without scaring him or her, but at the same time being able to inform people of how serious the threat really is?
I think that what I see now is a lot more energy on the Hill and in the executive branch. A lot of people are working really hard on this, and they're trying to figure out what a good strategy would look like, what we need to do to respond, and what kind of information would help, you know, make the case for the people who don't follow this on a daily basis. So there's more energy in this field than there has been in the last few years, and maybe that'll get us over the hump.